This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Insect-inspired AI. I'm Tanya Hall, and joining me is Dr. Francis Chance, scientist at Sandia National Laboratories. Welcome, Dr. Chance.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Well, and we're happy to have you. Thanks so much for making time for us. So let's understand a little bit about what you do. What kind of projects do you work on at Sandia?
So my background is in computational neuroscience, which means my interest is understanding what the neural circuits of the brain are and how neurons calculate information to support animal behaviors. At Sandia National Laboratories, I'm in the Center for Computing Research, and my focus is on brain-inspired and neuromorphic computing. So what I'm interested in is understanding what can we learn from brains and how neural circuits in animals compute information, and how can we bring that to further computers. So for example, can we make computers more capable? Can we make them faster? Can we make them more efficient or require lower power? And there are a number of ways that this can happen, but that's the general overview of the type of research that I'm interested in here.
You recently published an article on using insect-inspired artificial intelligence to make missile defense systems more nimble. Start by explaining the basic challenge that drove you to consider insects as a model for high-speed computer systems.
Yeah, so typically when you think about brain-inspired computing, you might go straight to AI and think about how do we make computers smarter, or how do we make them be able to act like humans or learn like humans. But what I became really interested in was thinking around the other end of the spectrum. If you've ever seen an insect in your yard, or if you've ever seen a dragonfly, you'll know that they're really remarkable creatures. And you start thinking about what does it take to have a brain, with relatively few neurons compared to a human, be able to control the dragonfly's body and be able to hunt the prey. And so I became interested in saying, if we have certain animals that are very specialized for behaviors, so for example, dragonflies are really focused on hunting. They fly very fast, they see very fast. In the wild, they capture up to 95% of their prey. And you start saying, what tricks do dragonfly nervous systems have to be so good at hunting, being so good at intercepting their prey? I became interested in understanding how can we study the dragonfly brain in such a way to understand those tricks and be able to bring those tricks to next generation computers that might be flying, for example, on a missile defense system.
Why is the dragonfly such an interesting subject? You mentioned they're hunting. So how do they make hunting decisions?
So that's what we're really interested in understanding. What I've done in the article that we're talking about today is build a model of the decisions that the dragonfly is making. What we're interested in long-term is understanding what calculations are being performed by the nervous system. But you're right, the first step is making what I would call an algorithmic description, or saying, what do we think is going on in the dragonfly's head? Then the next step is build a neural network model, which I've also done as discussed in the article. And that allows us to start saying, how close am I getting to what's going on in the dragonfly's brain? So from the neural network model, we can now collaborate with neuroscientists to compare how do activations of neurons in the neural network compare to activations of neurons in the dragonfly's brain. Neuroscientists have the techniques to record from brains in, to record from specific neurons in dragonfly brains while dragonflies are behaving. We're getting to the point where we can record from the dragonflies while they're flying, but we can also place them in a virtual reality where dragonflies, we can play the dragonflies movies of prey at a particular location and look at how the dragonfly contracts its muscles as if it thought it were flying, and how specific neurons that we think are critical for these calculations that dragonflies need to make to intercept their prey, we can record from those neurons and understand if they're responding the way that the neural network model would predict. And so from there, then we can start saying, okay, so now we understand how the neural circuit works. What can we take from that and bring to next generation computers? What devices do we need to create that we can put on a chip that allow computers to calculate the way nervous systems calculate? What types of computer architectures need to be developed to be able to support that type of computation? And so it's a really interesting field. I do think that there's a wide range of animal behaviors that we can look at and a wide range of animal nervous systems that we can look at to bring different types of functionality to computers or to next generation computers. In particular, because insect nervous systems are relatively simple compared to a human brain, neuroscience has the tools and the capabilities to be able to really describe specific circuits that underlie specific computations. So we can say, what is the complete neural circuit that underlies interception in a dragonfly? And we can say, are we getting that in a modern day computer, or what needs to happen to create a next generation computer that can perform that function in the way that the dragonfly nervous system does? What would it take to put that into a missile? So those are the types of questions that I'm interested in.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Are there other insects that offer similar opportunity for study?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, anyone who's been in their backyard, insects are very specialized. So the tasks that they perform may be relatively simple, but they're very good at them. And you know, what I'm interested in is what types of tricks do neurons perform, or what types of tricks have nervous systems evolved to make insects really good at what they do? For example, ants. Desert ants, there's been a lot of work on desert ants and how they navigate in the desert, how they remember, they forage for food, and then they calculate what the fastest way back or the most direct way back to their nest is. I'd be really interested in understanding how is that something that we can bring to our robots to be able to search and rescue with maybe lower power. Maybe they could go out and look for days without needing to come back and recharge. Monarch butterflies navigate using the sun's position. That's something we'd also be interested in understanding. How does a monarch butterfly know where it is at that time of year and what direction it needs to go? And you know, the possibilities are endless. We don't even have to stop at insects. We can start moving to more complicated animals that are also very good at their particular tasks. For example, rodents are really good at remembering navigating in new spaces, remembering where the food sources could be. So that's another area of neuroscience that we're really interested in examining how we can bring rodent navigation to vehicles or robots in our modern day weapon systems.
What might the future hold for computing as we learn more about the speed and simplicity of insect neurology?
What I'm hoping for is lower power, but equal capability. So for example, if we understand how the dragonfly intercepts, can we do that at a fraction of the power, more efficiency? I think there's possibilities. Dragonflies want to capture something or want to intercept something. But if you want to avoid intercepting, could we flip the problem around and put something like that in a self-driving car and allow it to avoid a collision, maybe with less power than current systems require?
Dr. Frances Chance, scientist at Sandia National Laboratories. Thank you so much for agreeing to join us for an interview. If somebody wants to connect with you, Frances, what's the best way they can do that?
Probably the best way is by email. And I believe there's a link in the IEEE Spectrum article. So that's the best way to reach me. And I'm looking forward to any questions anyone might have.
Great. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And find and subscribe to more of my interviews right here on all the major podcast platforms under the Tanya Hall Innovation Show or at tanyahall.net. Thanks for watching.